how to make a wholesale offer, okay, in real estate, right? Of course. So because believe it or not, some people don't know the terminology wholesale is. This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about how to make a wholesale offer, okay, in real estate, right? Of course. So because believe it or not, some people don't know the terminology wholesale is universal for all kind of products, but of course here we're talking about wholesale real estate. So this question that came in here, there's some numbers. Let's crack down on the numbers. Let's work it out together. And let me see, my calculator is right here. Let me see if I can grab that. Let's see if it's useful for us. Oh, we got a calculator just in case we need it, right? So this person says, have a potential deal. Here are the numbers. By the way, I don't like the terminology potential deals. It's either a deal or it's not a deal. And usually it's not a deal until you actually have it under contract. You know, when people say I have a potential deal, it sets them up for failure. Usually newbie will say things like this, and then they put their energy, too much energy into one contact, somebody that's contacted them, they have a property to sell, and then they waste all kind of energy and time on that one lead. And then usually it never happens, of course. And then they get discouraged out of the business. Well, that's why I teach you list build. Building the list, monetizing the list, and then doing deals with the list, okay? Monetizing the list meaning you're making money even before you close deals. And that's what we do here. So if you definitely want to be a part of that, of the Smart Wholesaling gang, make sure you come on inside smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And also you can do the business from anywhere in the world. You don't have to get stuck in a geographical location. All right, so the question says, I have a potential deal. Here are the numbers. 4 beds, 2.5 baths, 2,500 square footage, 0.929 acres, 2-car garage, all nice. Those are all nice stuff and completely irrelevant to if it's a deal or not, okay? Maybe, I guess, but not, we don't know at least. The ARV, after repair value, basically how much is the house worth after it's been repaired? Usually these houses need work, right? It's worth between $650,000 and $700,000. Okay, so that's a little bit above average of a neighborhood, but yes, you can do deals there. You can make easy $50,000, $40,000 off of these kind of deals if it happens to be a deal. So it needs cosmetic repairs between $10,000 and $20,000. A $700,000 home needs cosmetic repair, $10,000, $20,000. That better be carpeting and just painting. If not, if it needs kitchen and bathroom, a $700,000 home will need a lot more than that. But let's just assume that the numbers are right, okay? Owners owe $399,000, that's $400,000, okay? And then this person says in parentheses, was free and clear, then he had a family issue. It doesn't matter, okay? Bottom line is that they have a lien against the property for $400,000, okay? Property is worth $650,000. We're just keeping the worst case scenario because we're the buyers. When you are the buyers, you have to look at things from a worst case scenario. When you are the seller, you give them number based off of the best case scenario. That's the way it works, right? All right, so owners $400,000, owes $400,000. It's a lien against the property, $400,000. So there's basically $250,000 worth of equity minus worst case scenario of the cosmetic repair is $20,000, right? So minus 20. So 250 minus 20, there's potentially $230,000 worth of equity to play with, to make some profit, all right? Either as an investor or as a wholesaler, there's some money to play with. So if you can leave 150 for the buyer, you can make $50,000. Everybody is happy. Are they really happy? How much would they have to spit out to make 150? Are they spitting out complete $650,000 to make 150? We don't know, right? So, but how much they owe to make an offer is actually relevant, okay? We need to make an offer regardless, right? Basically, irrespective of how much they owe. We will consider that when it's time to determine if we need a short sale or not. But just to make an offer to see how much you can afford, use the simple numbers. Don't complicate it for yourself. Don't let people tell you your neighborhood is a little bit different. No, if you have to listen to that, that means you're putting some kind of advisors on a pedestal and they're probably advising you wrong. Keep it simple. It's 65% of ARV. The ARV is 650. We're using the worst case scenario. So 650 multiplied by 0.65, all right? And then we have 400 $420,000. I'm rounding off the numbers, okay? $420,000, okay? So we already, if this house was in a perfect condition, we cannot afford to pay more than $420,000 for it. But the property needs $20,000 worth of work. So we have to take that $20,000 out of this. So minus 20, okay? Then we have $400,000, okay? So we can actually afford to pay $400,000 for this house. They owe $399, okay? If they owe $399, there are gonna be fees. Fees that can go as much as up to 2 to 5% of that $399. That means $8,000 to $15,000, basically, in fees. So there's no room there. We are gonna need some kind of short sales, okay? But to be honest, you know, we're going strictly by 65%. Maybe since it's so close, then we can say let's use the 70% of ARV number. Let's try that, okay? So 0.7 multiply by 650, and remember there's a higher end of 700,000. We're just using the worst case scenario, right? So we have we can afford to pay $450,000 minus worst case scenario repairs, minus 20, right? And then we have 430. So we can pay 430 for this house. So if this person is willing to walk away from this property and don't want anything, or maybe they just want a few thousand dollars to move or put down a down payment somewhere, you may have a deal in your hands. So the person says the seller has been remodeling it so it can be sold retail as is. If somebody's already putting work to sell retail, $650,000, there's a good chance it's not a deal, because there's no reason for them to be motivated. If they were truly motivated, they would be too broke to put some work. But you never know. That's why you want to ask more and ask more questions. You just never know. Ask questions like, okay, so you want to get rid of it, assets? Because we buy assets. You don't have to keep fixing it. If they say, yeah, I'm tired, I'm too broke, I don't want to keep spending money on it, that's where you want to be at, okay? If they say, no, I'm not desperate, I can fix it and then sell it full price if I have to, they're not motivated. Don't waste your time. Say, okay, let me know. My offer for the property is about $400,000. Let me know if it's something that you'll be willing to work with and walk away with. I can help get it off your hands if that's what you're looking to do. If not, if you have the time, then absolutely you should make all the money you can make from it. Again, you come from a place of value always. If you have the time, you deserve $650,000. Why don't you just put in the work? That's a takeaway. Why don't you just put in the work and make $650,000, $675,000, $700,000 from the house? And if they can, they'll say, yeah, that's probably better off. If they can't, they'll be like, no, I can't afford to do that. I can't afford to keep working on it. Then you have a situation where you can get them to stop working on it because you don't need them to keep working on it. And then put it under contract for $400,000, and then if they're owing a couple of thousand dollars to the bank, then you can, you know, if you're making 50 grand, you can pay 10 grand to pay off any debt that's laying over, anything like that, right? So it goes, what do you think? What kind of offer should I make? Keep the offer simple. The offer is $400,000. You can come as much as up to maybe 420, right? But if they say $400,000, you're crazy. They're not motivated. Don't waste your time. You should be working with multiple leads at any time. As a matter of fact, if you're following our lead here, if you go get this book, smartrealestatewholesaling.com, I'll show you how to skip all of that negotiation stuff. You're only dealing with contracts that's already locked. You're skipping 80% of the hustle, and all you're doing is building a list, dealing only with contracts that's already locked. And then you're selling those contracts, you're splitting money with people all day long. Not only that, you can monetize and make money even if you don't close deals. That's what I teach. But in case you want to go the traditional way, then just understand that you need to be generating a lot of leads, and you need to be in a position of power by simply giving people an options, and your option is right there. If they're too broke and they can't afford to keep fixing the property, present it. Then I can help you get rid of this property. Get rid of this property. If they're like, no, I don't think I want to do that, you know, I think I'd rather just put the work in. That's okay. And you should be happy for them. Keep moving, because you have abundance of leads in this world. You can generate as many leads as you want. All right. You have the power to do that on the internet using Facebook without knocking on doors and driving for dollars, because that's crazy. You should never be driving for dollars, by the way. I have a whole video that says 7 reasons why you should never drive for dollars. Just Google my name, Ola Tokes Abitogun. 7 reasons why you should never drive for dollars. That's a video you definitely must look for, because that's a complete waste of your time. It's not worth it. It's digital age. You should never have to do that. Does it work? Of course, everything works. If you can guarantee you're going to keep working until it works. We don't know when it's going to work. You're operating completely off of hope and luck. Terrible strategies, okay? So hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. I will see you on the next one. Peace.